With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The Cayman Islands National Weather Service is forecasting increased probability of rainfall and possible flooding to low-lying areas over the coming days, as a low-pressure area is forming below Cayman and generally tracking north. Hazard Management Cayman Islands is asking that extra care be employed on local roads.
Can the Honourable Minister state why there continues to be lengthy delays in the clearing and processing of imported items through Customs and Border Control after their arrival in the Cayman Islands, particularly those items shipped via a courier service?
The elected member from Newlands Avasuku there, the Premier, the Honourable Alden McLaughlin, explained a massive increase in demand.
Since our borders were closed in March, Caymanians and residents who would normally travel to shop are now shopping online. I can bear personal witness to this because that's what my wife is doing. The additional demand for import services, therefore, has directly impacted the operations of both CBC and courier companies, as well as the customer experience.
In an effort to alleviate the issue, Mr. McLaughlin says the Director of Customs Border Control has redeployed officers and support staff to manage increased demand for services related to processing, inspecting, and clearing goods. It's also expanding e-services to improve communication lines with importers on status of shipments. The Premier has added that there has been a 32.5% increase in imports since the lockdown in March and a significant increase in the number of importers. And the Department of Environmental Health reminds the community to safely dispose of batteries that have reached the end of their life. Here's Radio Cayman's Dion Englund with the details.
Batteries that have been improperly disposed of can damage the environment, harm people, and cause fires, officials have noted. DEH explains that batteries can spark and ignite fire due to pressure and heat experienced while being transported to the landfill in a garbage collection truck or when pushed around further after arrival at the landfill. Drop-off points for recycling household batteries are listed on the Department of Environmental Health website, www.deh.gov.ky. To view the list, which includes many schools and supermarkets, interested persons should click through to the Solid Waste Management page from the homepage. They must then click through to the Recycling page and scroll down to the How to Recycle the Following section. Household batteries may also be taken to the landfill. Large batteries and lead-acid batteries may be taken to the 24-hour drop-off site at any landfill on the Three Islands or to any local garbage. Lead-acid batteries may also be taken to any retailer that sells such batteries. While all hazardous materials should be brought to the Georgetown landfill for proper processing and disposal, persons should first contact the Solid Waste Office at 949-8793. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
The governor is congratulating Lisa Welcome from the Ministry of Community Affairs, who has won the Civil Service Employee for 2019 Award at an evening of excellence at the Marriott Thursday night. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Jerry Smith. Libya's warring factions have signed a permanent ceasefire deal in the hope of ending 9 years of fighting. The Tripoli-based internationally recognised government and the warlord, General Khalifa Haftar, will return all military units to their barracks and all mercenaries will leave Libya within 3 months. A UN envoy described it as a crucial sign of hope. Japanese education officials say that bullying in schools has reached record levels. There was a 20% rise in severe cases last year. More than 300 Japanese children killed themselves because of harassment at school. The Czech Prime Minister has called on his health minister, Roman Prymula, to resign or be sacked after photos were published of him leaving a restaurant in an apparent breach of coronavirus lockdown rules. Mr. Prymula has been urging Czechs to observe tight restrictions. New research has cast doubt on the idea that administering blood plasma containing COVID-19 antibodies could help patients recover from the disease. A trial involving more than 400 hospital patients in India found that blood plasma did not stop the infection becoming more severe or reduce death rates. BBC News.